She is the proverbial local girl who done good. But this homegrown Gwinnett County Public Schools graduate is no child. She's a smart, motivated, high-energy, award-winning woman who earned the title of Best Teacher in Gwinnett County Public Schools. An engaging conversation with the 2020 GCPS Teacher of the Year is next on Teaching Gwinnett. Greetings and welcome to another edition of Teaching Gwinnett. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and today we are joined by Gwinnett County Public Schools 2020 Teacher of the Year, Rebecca Carlisle. Rebecca, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much.
We're happy to have you here. Rebecca has been a teacher for 10 years with the school district and has spent her entire career with Gwinnett County Public Schools. She began as a Georgia and World History teacher at Pinckneyville Middle School before moving to her current role as an AP World History teacher at North Gwinnett, where she's been since 2014.
Yes, that's correct.
So we are approaching about a year since you were named the Teacher of the Year. Is the excitement still there for you?
It is still there for me. And thanks for having me, Bernard. Appreciate it. But yeah, it is still there for me. And because mostly it just feels like it was such a surreal thing to even think about. And also just the constant, I don't deserve this. And so it's very exciting.
Okay.
And humbling.
So what was that magical night like?
It was magical, really. I mean, you walked into this huge room and there was just the lights and production, and it just was kind of over the top, and a lot of really well thought out things were there that you could tell people took care in and thinking through, and you know, just seeing so many familiar faces and celebrating all of my friends who were local school teacher of the years this year, and celebrating those that were in the top six with me. It was just a really great group, meeting so many different people. My parents were in town, and so they got to be there, and my husband and my amazing principal. So it was a really wonderful evening.
But what was the moment that you will most remember? What was the thing you will most remember from that night?
Well, there was like a lot of little things that just made me laugh, and some memorable things like the whole naming of the Teacher of the Year situation. That was pretty memorable and shocking. But I think the funniest thing, there's a lot of really funny things, but the funniest thing was as soon as they announced High School Teacher of the Year and said my name, it was super shocking and had no idea that that was going to happen, obviously. So I'm like in tears. And it was kind of a long way to the podium, so everyone's clapping, yay! And as I get to the podium, everything was really quiet. The clapping had died off, and I was making it to the podium. And then in the silence, you just hear a loud "boo" come from.
I do remember
from
that
the crowd, and I immediately knew who it was, and just started cracking up laughing. And so the first thing I said when I got to the podium was, "So that was my husband," and so then I had to give a quick backstory that he's not like a horrible person or anything, but it was cool because that evening my old youth minister and his wife were at the celebration because my youth minister's wife was teacher of the year for her school. And Philip and I, my husband and I, used to work at a youth camp with my old youth minister. And every time I got up to speak, they both would boo me because they thought it was hilarious and throw me off a little bit. And so that night they were talking about and joking, like, "What if she wins and I can boo her?" And I was like, "Ha ha, real funny." And then they actually did it. Or Philip actually did it. And he was very proud of himself. And after the evening, I mean, all these husbands in particular came out to him and just shook his hand and said, "Good job. Good job, dude." So I was like, don't encourage him. But that was funny.
So how long did he have to sleep in the garage because of his stunt?
Yes, exactly. He needed to stay out. But no, it was definitely funny, and it made me stop crying and start laughing, and definitely unexpected for, you know, a professional evening. But it was funny, and a lot of people have said to me how funny it was for them and how much it was memorable for them too. So
again, you've been Teacher of the Year for going on a year. But let's be honest, too, this has been a very difficult and different year. Nobody expected it to play out like it has, you know, going back to last spring. How do you feel about things playing out the way they have?
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely some things that I was looking forward to and things that the Teacher of the Year would normally get to do in the springtime and in even in the celebration that comes up for the next Teacher of the Year celebration. But I think that I have just been able to, because of all of the corona situations and just the cultural unrest that we're experiencing right now, I've been able to have so many different conversations with so many people in the school district and in the political realm, and have kind of almost also inserted myself into a lot of different conversations and projects and things, and have been able to just seek out, like, what is my place in this, and what kind of legacy can I leave and shape in the time that I have with the position of influence that I have. And so I have missed, there are some things that I don't get to do traditionally, but there's been some really amazing opportunity to do other things, like partnering with our local school Teacher of the Years. And we started the first ever think tanks for the Teacher of the Years to think about. We had two in the spring, and we've had another one this semester about how we can support teachers at our schools and students. And so those are really cool because everyone has a voice, a valued voice, in these Teachers of the Year, Teachers of the Year for a reason, because they're leaders in their schools. And then also I worked with the Teacher of the Years from the local schools to create a PPE drive for the community. We had five location pick drop-off areas across the five different parks in the county. We partnered with Live Healthy Gwinnett, and we raised we collected so many PPE supplies that we were able to donate to four different co-ops across the county. So, and that was something, you know, and now it looks like a community service activity for Teacher of the Years is going to be something that is going to continue. And so that was really cool. So there's been things that have happened that wouldn't have happened, I think, normally.
You took a situation and made the best of it, right? You created something new and you made the best of the situation, sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't want this time to be wasted. I mean, there was definitely a moment of, you know, what's happening and how do we move forward? But I think once I partnered with other teacher leaders and Teacher of the Years, we were able to come up with some solutions and ways that we could contribute to building bridges between the teachers and parents and community. And just, yeah, be solution-oriented and help bring everyone together.
We'll continue our conversation with the 2020 GCPS Teacher of the Year in just a moment. But first, some important information from the school district.
They say it takes a village to raise a child. The GCPS Foundation takes that to heart. Our goal is to provide support for every student and teacher in Gwinnett County through grants, scholarships, and more. We want to improve student achievement and empower the teachers who make it happen. To believe in the promise of Gwinnett is to be a part of it. We ask for your support. Be a part of the present. Be a part of the future. The future starts here. Make your donation today.
And we're back. I'm joined again by Rebecca Carlisle, the 2020 Gwinnett County Public Schools Teacher of the Year. And I want to ask you, what motivates you as a teacher?
What motivates me as a teacher is definitely the students. I think that, you know, as crazy as things have been, any stressful day I'm having, especially lately, it can be just crazy all over the place, chaotic. But as soon as my in-person kids come in my room, or I have at least one face on the computer showing themselves, I all of a sudden just get energized and excited and inspired. And so their faces really motivate me. Also my colleagues really motivate me. I think that they are just the most exceptional people on the planet, especially right now. And they're just, you know, educators in general are just the most, they have this position in society, especially now, where they are the biggest innovators, constantly problem solving on a normal time frame, but especially now, and basically doing multiple jobs at once. And it's just, they inspire me every day. They just challenge me every day to get better and do better. And they also make it fun. So those are just some of the things, but those are two big ones.
You clearly have a passion for teaching. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so thanks, you sweet friend. Thanks. I think a lot of my passion and the positivity, it comes from my faith in Jesus. That keeps me going. Every day I start with scripture to kind of ground myself and give me that perspective. And then my husband is amazing support and encourager, my kids and colleagues, like I mentioned, but also caffeine. So I have a serious Mountain Dew addiction, and I have a lot of colleagues that are very health conscious, and they're always judging me and trying to, again, make me be better in that area of my life, but I just can't let it go. And I don't know that they really want me to, because then I just start to I'll just fall asleep somewhere. So, and I need to keep moving. So that keeps me motivated for sure. Keeps my spirits up, you know, and my fun colleagues keep some serious spirits up. But, you know, what motivates me to continue teaching, where did that come from? That definitely comes from my bloodline. You know, I have a lot of teachers in my family that it just was in me, and I couldn't get rid of it, couldn't shake it. I tried to go do other things like international relations, just big time stuff, maybe a social justice lawyer. But, you know, ultimately I came back to education, couldn't fight it anymore, and realized that a lot of this social justice stuff really is solved in the classroom and worked through in the classroom for a generational impact, not just like a momentary impact. So all of that motivates me, especially now with so much going on in our world and our country. It just makes this profession of education that much more important, not just to us, but I think the rest of the country is kind of noticing how much more important it is now, especially teaching history, and how relevant and important that is to teach it the right way. So all of those things really go into that.
So obviously this year has not been what everybody wanted it to be, meaning, you know, from January until now, particularly for teachers like yourself, having to teach virtually. What was the most challenging thing about that?
The most challenging thing, and it's kind of the most challenging thing all the time, is just that as teachers who have some level of confidence on a daily basis of, I know what I'm doing. I can do this. Like, I'm feeling good about this. This is a good day. I did the most I could for the kids, you know. But I think in these times of teaching, in the times of Corona here, the biggest challenge is just feeling like every day there's just no way you can do enough for the kids, and that you're just constantly failing them and losing. They're just falling through the cracks, and it's just so hard to walk away every day feeling like you have really helped a kid as much as you could in that day, like you normally would. So that is the greatest challenge for sure.
Have there been times when you've lost your passion for teaching and you're like, I'm giving up, I don't want to do this anymore?
Definitely. I think everybody in their career has those moments. You know, one of my best friends, she took, you know, in high school, you took a career test, analysis test, or what you're going to be, and hers came back as a cheesemaker. So, but she's a teacher. And so every time that would happen, she'd be like, I'm having a cheesemaker day today. So, and I'm like, me too. But, or like, is Chick-fil-A hiring? You know, all of those things pop up sometimes because this is really hard. As soon as you like have those feelings, it's like almost immediately after there's a moment in your day where you have a connection with a kid, or you like really help them out, or there's always that something in the day that shifts your perspective, I think. Especially if you're looking for it and you're not staying in that zone of I want to give up, and that's hard. That's easy to do, is to stay in that zone, especially now. But again, I mean, it just comes down to surrounding yourself with the right people and maintaining that gratitude perspective, to ensure that you don't stay in that spot of wanting to give up.
You have a saying that you have in your classroom. Can you share that with us?
Yes. It's not original. I mean, we did hijack it a little bit from Pinterest, but that's what teachers do. So, but
you just told on yourself you didn't have to do that.
I know.
Nobody would have known. Just me and you talking
that's
here.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So our theme last year that my co-teacher and I decided on was this cactus theme, and the saying being to stick it out when things get prickly. And so, you know, at that time we were thinking, you know, stick it out as things get prickly in AP World or in your athletics or in any other academics or whatever's happening in your life. But, I mean, it really hit me, you know, in the spring about how relevant that saying became. And there's another cactus saying that people share with me, and it is, life may hand you a cactus, but that doesn't mean you have to sit on it. And so that's the other part of it too. We're trying not to sit on this cactus that we've currently been handed. We're trying to just stick it out when things get prickly here. So, but yes, it's been really fun. And my top 25 picture, I brought a cactus with me, and I had, and I still get so many questions. What is with the cactus? But it's fun to tell people about that. So we're trying to rebrand the cactus here. It's more of a movement than anything else at this point. So
the movement.
It's a movement.
I'm with the movement. All right, very good. Stand by and don't go away. More of my conversation with Rebecca Carlisle is coming up after the break.
Wash your hands! First you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
Teacher of the Year came with a bunch of perks, and one of the perks you got was a free use of a car. So there's some rumors that you got like a Ferrari, was it Rolls Royce, something like that?
Bernard, you know I got to pick between like a Maserati and a Bentley and like a Ford Taurus, but just kidding. That's all right. I'm with a Taurus because I'm not trying to be like that. Anyways, no, I... The Hayes family has always just been like a pillar of our community, and growing up in Grayson, we had a lot of partnerships. I just felt like I was always like either driving past them, or we had friends and family that were working for them or with them. So it was just so kind of the Hayes family to sponsor Teacher of the Year as they do, and be incredibly generous by offering this car to a Teacher of the Year every year. And it's just the strangest thing to just walk into a dealership and walk out with a car that you did not give any money for, you know, so very strange, but very generous. And so I was either going to go with, I really wanted the Dodge Charger, but then I was like, oh, wait, car seats. I have small children. So I came back to reality and chose the really great family car of a Dodge Durango, 2020 Durango, and it has been so great for our family. And obviously, it's been nice not having a car payment this year to save. And so just very grateful. I mean, that's just a huge bonus and very, very, very grateful.
Do you remind your boys every day, you're the reason why I don't have a Dodge Charger right now? Do you tell them that every day?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like it goes without saying at this point. But yeah, but also with two little boys, I'm like, can y'all please just not breathe in this car because it isn't actually mine. So if you could quit touching like all of the things, that would be great because I have to give this back. So
my last question for you is, what advice would you give someone who wants to be in your position, who wants to be a Teacher of the Year for the school district?
That's a great question, Bernard, and one that I feel somewhat inadequate to answer because, again, I just feel like I am so undeserving of this. As I meet so many teachers in the district, and as I've gotten to know the other local school Teacher of the Years this year, it's just, and I hear the things that they do at their school, I just continue to just be so humbled by the amazing people we have in our district, pouring into our kids and investing in our communities. It blows me away every time. So, but in terms of my own experience, there are a few things that I think we should just, that's just best practices in general for just developing or continuing to elevate the dignity of our profession by just doing a couple of things, which would be definitely that collaboration with your peers. I think working in isolation is hard, and it makes a lot of things even harder than what it already is. And so all of the best ideas that I have been able to work through have come from meetings with other teachers that I just respect. Our new teacher team is exceptional, and it's because of the teachers that I work with on that team who just come up with the most amazing ideas to support our new teachers. Another thing would be to ask for a mentor, pursue a mentor for yourself, someone who's ahead of where you are, to invest in you and coach you along and just pour into your life to help you continue to move forward, self-reflect, all those things. And then also mentor someone else. I think when we start to get into these burnout stages and we start to lose our passion for what we do, the best way to try to get that back is to seek out someone like a new teacher who you can pour into and kind of help along and revive your passion for what we do by investing in somebody else. And it also shifts the focus off of you and onto somebody else so that you can, you know, get that perspective back. And there's just so many other things. I think continuing to learn and grow, be coachable and approachable, but also filling gaps where you see gaps meet your giftings. And so, like I said before, I've always kind of like inserted myself in a lot of the things I've been able to do. Like new teacher, for example, no one really asks me to do anything. I just see gaps and match it with my giftings and ask for permission to step into that and work collaboratively with others to meet that need. And so I would encourage others to do that as well.
Rebecca, thank you for joining us. I can't let you go just yet, though.
Okay.
We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for another edition of Did You Know?
Are you 65 or older and a resident of Gwinnett County? Do you want to enjoy the best sports and entertainment that Gwinnett County Schools has to offer? Then we've got your ticket, the Gwinnett County Public Schools Senior Pass. You'll have entry into all regular season Gwinnett County Public Schools sporting and fine arts events. It never expires, and it's absolutely free. For more information, call 678-301-7274, and we'll see you at the ballgame.
And we're back. Rebecca, we end each episode of Teaching Gwinnett with a segment called Did You Know? Did You Know is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about the school district that you have 2 minutes to answer.
Yikes!
The hope is, at the end of Did You Know, our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think.
You think? There's no time for thinking.
Okay.
Ready or not, here we go. Now, I know you are a Grayson grad.
Go Rams.
And you work at North Gwinnett High School, so there may be some tricky or conflicted feelings when it comes to the two schools. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask you a question. Question number one. Which of the two schools has more students this year? Grayson High School or North Gwinnett High School?
Let's see. I am going to say Grayson has more students this year.
Correct. Yeah. Grayson High School has 3,199 students this year.
Whoop.
As opposed to North Gwinnett, which has 3,187. So it's very close.
It is close.
Question number two, true or false? At one point, North Gwinnett High School included eighth graders.
I think that is true.
Correct. In 1960, the school served grades 8 through 12, and there were 328 students enrolled in the entire school. It's pretty small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. Who is the older sibling between North Gwinnett High School and Grayson High School?
North?
Incorrect. Oh. The original Grayson High School was established in 1913, and you graduated from there. For shame, Rebecca.
I'm so upset. Miss Foster, she went to the original Grayson, and I know she's just rolling over in her grave at me right now. I know she's so mad. I'm sorry, Miss Foster.
Here's the final question.
Okay.
This is for all the marbles. Are you ready?
I think.
Need some extra time?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
I would definitely say air conditioning and heating.
Why is that?
I have a problem with needing to Google every little thing. Everything.
So you're willing to be cold or hot?
Yeah.
But you need that internet.
Google has all my data. All of it.
Rebecca Carlisle, Gwinnett County Public Schools 2020 Teacher of the Year. Your energy, your positivity is truly infectious. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to you.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. You can find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, Google Play Music, Spotify, the GPS home webpage, and just about anywhere else podcasts are available. Please subscribe. Until next time, so long.